We are learning Maseches Babasra, Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning four lines from the top of Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph. It said in the Mishnah, "V'loy le'isha b'nichse baila." Till now, we're talking about the ish making chazaka and the nichse melogo of the ishtai. Now we're talking about something the husband owns, and the isha is eating peiros there. So there also it's not a chazaka, and obviously because he's chayav mezonos to her, which means kasha. But if she eats from his properties, it's not, and for 3 years, it's not a chazaka. So it's more pshita. Kim de islo mezoini, since she is owed mezoinis by the husband, mezoinis de kacha, she's eating all mezoinis. What's the chiddush? That's not a chazaka. So more answer, like tzricha, the yichid lo ara achriti le mezoina. He told her, you're taking mezoinis from the property on Park Avenue. That's where you're getting your money from, take the profits from there, and that's your mezoinis. And she's eating from a different property. So there, it's not, there was saying the halacha should be, it should be a chazaka, kamash malon, that's not a chazaka. The Rashbam says, there is no chazaka. But the Gemara says, there's no chazaka. But if she procures a shtar that says, it's mine, avada, she gets it. Her raya, yes. If she has a raya, then she gets this other property. That if she brings a raya, that it's hers. Freit the Gemara, haraya yes. Lema legluya zuzi the boy. There's an idea that's machlokes really in the Gemara, but there's a tzad that sometimes the husband is choshes that the wife is squirreling away some money, putting away some money, take away money from him. But he's no way to prove it, no way to get it back. So what he does is he says, you know what? I want to sell you my property. And he takes the property, says, I want to sell it to you. And also she comes up with $1 million cash. Right? So where'd you get that from? And he says, oh, I caught you. It's really my money. I'm not giving you the property. So could you say that or not? So it says over here, haraya yesh. If she has a raya, then the halach is that, no, she's kind of fair and square, that property. Lema, why don't we say, legluya zuzi the boy? Why can't he tie that? I didn't really sell it. I just wanted to get my money back. Shamat mina, you see from here, amaycha sadal ishtoi, if you sell a property to your wife, kansa, she is kinda. But loy amrina legluya zuzi the boy. You don't say that he's only selling it in order to get to show where the money is, to expose the money that she stole. So you see, don't say that. So it's a raya to that shayla. So it's not a raya. Ema haraya yesh b'shtar matana. The only time it's a raya if she has a shtar matana. If she has a shtar mecher, we say nech. The reason why he sold it to her was because he wanted to find the money. But it's not a real mechira. But if it's matana, why giving her matana? If you give her matana, then it works. So haraya yesh means a shtar matana. So that's what comes out from Al Gemara, that could be it's dafka by matana, but not by mecha. Omle Rav Nachman Rav Huna. Rav Nachman told Rav Huna, "Loi have a mar gabon ba'urta betchuma. You weren't with us in last evening in the tchum, which means in the base medrash. Why do you call base medrash a tchum? Because they always put the base medrash outside the city, but within the tchum of the city. Therefore, you go back and forth on Shabbos. So why do you keep both the drushes out of the city? That, I don't know. Maybe they didn't have properties for that. I'm not sure why they had the Batrusha out of the city. Maybe they want to be quiet. For whatever reason it was out of the city. But they kept in the Tchum because of Shabbos. That's what it's called with Tchumah. Like the Rashbam says, Bati Midrash Shalem V'Soifa Tchum Ayu. Kadesh Yuchel Lov V'Sham V'Shabbos V'Na Yarash V'Shabbos. They get there from the cities. So, Loyav Amar B'Gabon V'Ur V'Tchumah. D'Amrina Mil Me'Alasa. So, Rav Nachman told Rav Huna that you weren't here last night when we said Geshmak stuff in the Mishmerish. I'm like, so Rav Huna asked Rav Nachman what they say. My Mil Me'Alasa Amritu. What they said was, Amoycha Sod L'Ishtoi Kansa. If you sell a property to your wife, she is kaina. But Loyav Amrina L'Gulu Yisuzi, but they don't say that you're trying to expose the money that she stole. Amalei, so Rav Huna says, Pshita, well, what's the chiddush? The guy's, she's walking in with a star mechira. Of course she's kaina. Pshita, dal zuzi mahacha, forget about the money, but take the mishtara. She'll be kaina with the star. You're right, the money is just to get the money out. But you're not kaina with the money, you're kaina with the star. So anyway, she's kaina. It's not worse than a matana. She has a star on that. Milay tanan, didn't we learn him first, a mishtara, nechasim shesh lamachrayis, nechasim shesh lamachrayis, which means karka, nickname either bekesef, or bishtar, or bechazaka. So here you have a star. So good, the money's not a kinyan because you're saying gluli zuzi the boy. But you might say you have a star. Amalei, so Rav Nachman said back to Rav Huna, Amalei, Rav Itmar Law, Amar Shmuel, Loi Shono of a star matana. The only time you kind of with a star alone is a star matana. Av a star mecha, when it comes to a star mecha, Loi Kana just like the mech. You have to give money. A star mecha is a raya. But you can't be kind of with a star if it's a mecha until you give money. Zakhti Gemara back, had a cash on Shmuel. Shmuel is saying the only time you can make a kinyan with a star is only if you give the money, but a star mecher. So Rav Nun had a kasha. Isn't a Mishnah like that? It says in the Mishnah, a star case that. How do you make kinyan star? You write it on a yor, on a piece of paper, or a cheres, or a piece of pottery. Even though that thing does not have a shava pruta, which those words are a little bit extra because it's only the gay or really kedushin, like Tosfos asks. By kedushin, it's the gay that's worth anything, but not the gabi of buying a property. But I in Tosfos that talks about that. So it says here in the Mishnah that a star case that you write it on a yor, on a cheres, obviously a shava pruta, sodai mechura loch, sodai kenuya loch, hareis of mechura v'nasuna. It's a sale and a matana. So you see clearly that even without money, a star mechir is kaina. So why would Shmuel say they need money? So no.
And you say it's kesef
shtar. We just asked him kesef shtar chazaka. So he said that's only by matana shtar works. Only by matana. Right. By mechir ni kesef, yeah. Yeah. Right. To do different things. But kesef can be a loan also without a star. Here the chazaka is even kesef with a star, only kind of a kesef, not shtar. Shtar mechir does not work. Star mechir does not work. For what's your kasha? It says kesef star or chazaka. Star to star matana. That's not right. Is that your kasha? Kesef star or chazaka?
What's more bothered right now? More bothered that the star
should be coined by itself. Gemara says no. Shmuel says star is not coined by itself by mechir. Yeah. Now Gemara's kasha is it is coined by itself. Why? It says that a star if it says sod mechur. Doesn't say you give money. How do you coin a star? Doesn't say you give money. It says you take a star. You write it sod mechur lach. It works. Sod kenu lach. It's a matana. I raise a mechur of an asuna. They see one is enough. Zok the Gemara, no, v'lahu mois lovu mafarakla. He had the kasha Shmuel on himself, and he answered. But meicha sadeh al pera asa. They were talking about when you're selling a property because it's a bad property. If it's a bad property, then you are makne vaday miyad b'shtar, and the mois could be a milva. There are cases where sada mechur lach works when it's a bad sada, but a regular sada a vada needs the money, and therefore we can say legluye zuzi u'debayi back to v'na Gemara. Rav Ashi says a different way how to answer this Mishnah that we asked on Shmuel. The Mishnah said, Sada Mechulach, Sada Mechulach, Mesunulach, you see Mechulach works. Rav Ashi didn't tell it. Rav Ashi on Matana Bikash Lutinlai. Really, it's all Matana. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you wrote one star. It said Mechura and Kenuya. Why did I do that, even though it's a Matana? Because I wanted to give the Baal Hashtar extra kaiches. Rav Ashi on Matana Bikash Lutinlai. Loma cost of loy v'losha mecher, he'll yapa his koicha, to give him a koyach of a chrayis, which means when you sell something and it turns out it's not a good sale, you have to pay him back. You have to take care of him. So they wrote the losha mecher in the shtar matana in order to give him the koyach of a chrayis. And why do you write losha matana? To give him the koyach of a metzra, because the loch is, if I give you a present, there's no din by metzra. The neighbor can't say, I get it, because I gave you the matana. There's no din, only when you buy something is there a taina by metzra. So that's why I wrote Meicher and Asina. So right now we were holding the Gemara is that we don't say Legluye Zuzi Udabai. We had a Shabbat say Gluye Zuzi Udabai. They said those Milim Alta. What did they say? If I sell a field to the wife, you're kinda. And you don't say Gluye Zuzi Udabai. The Gemara's Kasha was, who said you don't say Legluye Zuzi? There you have a star. That's why. The Gemara says, no, a star does not work without money. And therefore, it's taka raya. If I sell you a field to Ishtoi, even with a star, and I sell it to you, you kind of, it's a raya, you don't say glue zuzu the bite. Pray to Gemara, meisve, yes, your kasha. It says like this, lova mina eved, if someone borrows from his own eved money, v'shichra, then he freed her. Mina isha, he borrows money from his own wife, v'girsha, and he divorces her. Ein lahem alav klum. He doesn't have. After the divorced, he cannot collect from them. Ein lama alav klum. That means that the eved cannot collect from the master after he comes free, and the isha cannot collect from the husband after she's divorced. That means while they were married, while he was an eved, he borrowed money from them. He doesn't have to pay back. Why not? My time. Lavish in the minna glue is the boy, because we take this very seriously. Like if you look at the last. Narrow, medium line, three lines from the bottom. Anan sadi zok der Rashbam, the shum adam lo yibra tzoynoi, that's more than the more tarets. We'll read that in a second. The reason is because you say glue is in the bay. We don't say glue is in the bay. And for the Gemara, shani hosom, the dear, the nichle le shavya nafshe, ever loy v'lish malva. that leader Rashbam like saying, Anan Sadi, the Shum Odom, Loye Bretzoin the Eved Loiva. He doesn't want to be Meshubit to his wife, or Meshubit to his Eved. Im Yachle part of Shum Indian. But look at Ikulamem, the Gluli Zuzi the Boy. There you can say Gluli the Boy. There it's Anan Sadi to say that they're only doing it to expose the money. Because there is no way you are making yourself Meshubit to the Loiva, to your wife. Or you come Meshubit to your Eved. There's no way. So there, it's Klar, that's a Gluye Zuzi the Boy. Therefore, it's very clear there. Masha Inken, when you sell something to your wife, there's no raya there, leglui zuzu debayu, because you're not becoming an eved to your wife by selling something. You're getting money in exchange. It's not like I'm borrowing money. By borrowing money, there, because tainda has to be gluzu debayu, you're not becoming an eved to your wife. Masha Inken over here, but by sale, it's different. So that's what's coming out right now. What we're holding right now is that we had our Mishnah that said there's no chazaka, that the Isha has no chazaka nechzebal, but if the Isha has a raya, she's allowed to get it. And we had a kasha. What do we mean to glue the device? Either we say it's a star matana, or we don't hold of glue zuze. That's the two ways to learn why her raya would help her. Either because it's a star matana, there's no glue, or we don't say the glue zuze and it's a good buy. When the Isha buys it, it's a good sale, it's a good buying.